The Hand of Carlos, Charles McCary. It can be no surprise that there is a long history of real-life espionage agents employing the secrets of their surreptitious trade, embellishing and fictionalizing them for the printed page. W. Somerset Maugham, Ian Fleming, John le Carré, and Graham Greene had worked for the Secret Service, and so did Charles McCary, 1930 to 2019, who spent 11 years as a deep cover agent for the Central Intelligence Agency in Europe, Asia, and Africa. He left the agency in 1967, so was bemused when reviewers mentioned his service, ascribing inside knowledge to him 30 or 40 years later. Although he told absolutely no one, including his family, about his exploits, he clearly used some background material in his spy stories. Not the actual incidents, of course, but the general sense of spycraft and the life of a solitary person in an often hostile environment. McCary's greatest novels feature Paul Christopher, an American agent who works for the Outfit, the CIA, modeled inevitably to some degree on himself. Both, for example, wrote first-rate poetry. Christopher made his debut in the Myernick dossier, 1973, which is told entirely in letters, dossiers, and other documents. It was followed by his best-selling fictional theory of the assassination of President Kennedy, The Tears of Autumn, 1974, in which he lays the murder at the feet of the South Vietnamese with assistance by the Cubans and the Mafia for what was perceived as the president's role in the death of President Ngo Dinh Diem and the Bay of Pigs episode. Other Paul Christopher novels include The Secret Lovers, 1977, and several in which he is a presence but the primary protagonists are members of his family. Cousins in The Better Angels, 1979, and again in Shelley's Heart, 1995. His parents in The Last Supper, 1983, a daughter in Second Sight, 1991, and a son in Christopher's Ghosts, 2007. The Bride of the Wilderness, 1988, features 17th century ancestors. Christopher Hyde, a widely read author, has written his espionage novels under the pseudonym Paul Christopher. Countless film options of McCary's work have been tendered, especially for The Tears of Autumn, but only a very loosely adapted version of The Better Angels ever made it to the screen when Wrong is Right, 1982, starring Sean Connery, was released. The Hand of Carlos was originally published in the fall 1992 issue of the Armchair Detective magazine.